This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's just an honor to be nominated. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We tried. We failed. Three-peat. We got to come up with T-shirts here. Wasn't it Pat Riley who came up with the phrase he trademarked three-peat? How do you do it in a losing way?
Because three-defeat.
Three-defeat.
You could do that.
Thank you, Todd. Oh, we were up for the Sports Emmys last night. It was for Best Daily Studio Show, and we were in with heavy hitters there. Pardon the interruption, SportsCenter, MLB Tonight, Outside the Lines. And we had a great night, except for like the last, I don't know, 5 minutes of our day together. Here is the announcement last night as we go down in flames yet again.
The nominees for Outstanding Studio Show Daily are...
The Dan Patrick Show, BR Live, DirecTV, NBCSN, MLB Tonight, MLB Network.
I was still thinking he might get thrown at.
NHL Live, NBC, NBCSN.
The Blackhawks and the Bruins coming down this very tunnel.
Outside the Lines. ESPN.
Over the years, as Lee's stature grew.
Pardon the interruption. ESPN.
When Tiger hits a shot on 16, they rise.
SportsCenter. Los Angeles. ESPN.
For the past 5 years.
And the Emmy goes to MLB Tonight, MLB Network.
It was awkward because...
Yeah, it was.
It was really awkward because... I didn't know how to react. I was not happy. Paulie, how would you describe my reaction?
Okay, you're a professional, Dan. You've been at a lot of award shows, and you've won a lot.
And I've lost a lot,
you've
too.
You've lost a lot, but you've won a lot. So to paint the picture, there's Dan Patrick in front of a basically like a Zoom link. And so you could see all the candidates. Everyone's up there. And then the four Danettes are right behind you. And when they say, MLB Tonight, there you go, oh, kind of have like you got something stuck in your shoe, and then you realize you're on camera and go,
yep,
oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm so used to being off camera when I go, are you kidding me? And then I start to applaud. Yeah, they caught me there.
You went,
it was real.
It was. And that's why we had a watch party, a viewing party last night. By the way, thanks for everybody who tuned in. We had, you know, like at one point, I think the big German said 8,000 people were watching us watching the Sports Emmys. But The backroom guys did a great job. We had about an hour and a half show, red carpet treatment, and Mario did a great job. Marvin, the big German, Dylan, Tyler, everybody, Alan, just all the people behind the scenes did a wonderful job there. And my thanks to them. We had fun last night. It's just great spending time with everybody. Paulie brought his family. My wife and two of my daughters came by to watch us lose. And three-peat. 0-3. There's always next year. But I keep saying it's bad for our brand if we win because we get a lot of mileage out of this. Can you imagine what this is going to be like next year? If we go Buffalo Bills on the Sports Emmys? You know, the Cubs lost their brand when they won. Cleveland with LeBron lost their brand when they won. Yes, Todd.
The Bills at least can say they, even though they lost all of them, they have four straight AFC championship titles. I don't know what we have. If you don't win the Emmy, there's really no prize of any kind.
Yeah, but a nomination is like an AFC title, I think. I mean, that's how I'm going to categorize this. Yes, McLovin.
Jim Kelly made the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm already going into the Hall of Fame.
You know, Andre Reed also made it, which might be good for us, Danettes.
You guys probably won't go into the Hall of Fame. Maybe as a show if they induct us, but yeah, I mean that. I'm hopeful for that. But last night was fun, and everybody who tuned in, a lot of support. There are a lot of snarky friends that I have that gave me a couple of shots there last night. Hey, congrats, 0-3, and I went, thank you. But there's always next year when we'll get them. But welcome to the program, already in progress. No, we've had a lot of fun last night and this morning just recapping some of the events that have taken place over the last year on the program and all the great people who were responsible or part of this program. And my thanks to them. This is the last year that we work with DirecTV, and we had to say goodbye to them officially last night because what we did this past year was the tape that we submitted. I like that everybody submitted serious things, like really great analysis. I got Paulie being tackled by Brian Urlacher. That's part of our tape. You know, we went from me telling you about my health problems and getting emotional on the air, Paulie getting tackled by Brian Urlacher. Meanwhile, some of these other shows had really hardcore sports analysis there.
I didn't see Harold Reynolds getting hit by Brian Urlacher.
All righty. All right. A lot to dive into today. By the way, next great podcast. A lot of great nominees here that you've submitted your pitch. A lot of great possibilities here. NextGreatPodcast.com. We're going to select up to 10 semifinalists, give you $1,000 each, produce a pilot episode. Then listeners from around the country will vote to decide the next great podcast. I'm going into business with the winner. I'll be there with you as an executive producer. NextGreatPodcast.com. I hope to work with you. Doesn't have to be sports related. It just has to be interesting. So take me up on the opportunity. If you've always wanted to have somebody listen to your idea, now you have that opportunity. Coming up, we'll talk to Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports, former college football coach. His thoughts on the Big Ten Pac-12 shutting things down for the fall. Kirk Herbstreit, who won a Sports Emmy last night for Best Analyst, and you talk about a great category. That's where you have Tony Romo's in there. Chris Collinsworth wins just about every year. I mean, Troy Aikman was in there. There's so many great analysts, and Herbie ended up winning it. So Kirk will join us coming up. And Joe Montana. We thought we'd have somebody who's won something. So Joe Montana, who is 4-0 in Super Bowls, will join us to make fun of us being losers. So that's coming up in a little bit. The Big Ten, Pac-12 announced that football will be called off for the fall. We'll see if other conferences follow suit. But don't think for a second that this is the end of the story because there are so many questions about what's next. Are they going to play in the spring? Can you play in the spring? If you were a player, would you play in the spring? Do players go home? Do they stay on campus? Can they work out while they're on campus? Can players try to compete elsewhere if there's no place else to go right now? What about the long-term impact on the sport? What about the NFL draft? What am I going to do on Saturdays, more importantly? And depending on what happens, the NFL could fill some of that TV time spreading out their schedule, but it's impossible to replace the games we've become so used to. And there's going to be a void in the life of many sports fans, but hopefully one day soon, we'll be able to be on the other side of this pandemic and our day-to-day lives will return to normal. whatever that means, which means building our weekends around college football. As I told you on Monday morning when I got the information that the Big Ten and Pac-12 were going to announce on Tuesday that they were canceling their seasons, which obviously happened. And I didn't know about the ACC or SEC other than I was told by my source they are going full speed ahead. Notre Dame is planning on playing football. And then I said, what about the Big 12? And my source at the time said, they're on the fence right now. You have Oklahoma and Texas who want to play, not quite sure about the rest of the Big 12. This is what I got from my source this morning. This is from a Big 12 coach. Quote, when this happens, it separates the ACC, SEC, Big 12 from the others forever. That sounds like the Big 12 is playing. It's all fluid. It can change. I've said that from the outset. In fact, on Tuesday morning, when the Big Ten presidents were going to be voting again, I was told by my source they're trying to delay this. It was happening in real time when he was giving me the information. They were doing their best to go spring football or delay. And then the consensus was we're not going to be playing football. But I also told you from the beginning, my source said the Pac-12 did not want to be the first conference to cancel. They didn't want the optics to look like, well, the Pac-12 is sort of lesser conference of the Power Five conference. And you saw what happened. The Big Ten announced it first, and then the Pac-12 followed. Do I think the ACC and SEC are going to play? I do. I do right now. And I was asked this question last night by a former coach. And he said, is it a good thing what happened with the Pac-10 or Pac-12 and the Big Ten? Is it a good thing what's happening with the SEC and ACC? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this and trying to be objective. If you can play it and they're going to be safe, because the former coach said they're going to be safer on campus. Now, he's all for everybody playing. And he said, you know, the biggest problem is I don't know how much thought the presidents of the Big Ten schools gave this, believe it or not. How much dialogue they had. Because it feels like the SEC and ACC, they're in lockstep here. And I know that the Big 12 is just not quite sure, but Oklahoma and Texas want to play, and they run that conference. Can you get everybody else to fall in line? But the safety protocols, from what we hear with the SEC and ACC, you know, we're not finding that there are very many positive tests here. I would love to have the medical community, the doctors with the ACC and SEC, get together with the Pac-12 and Big Ten doctors, and I would just love to have them talk to one another. Because what's the difference? Or what are the differences? Because I don't know. But if the ACC and SEC has medical communities that are saying we can do this, then why can't the Pac-12 or Big Ten? And I'm being objective with this. I don't know what is the right or wrong answer. Because I don't know. We may look back and say, ACC and SEC pulled this off. The NFL, I believe, will pull this off. They're going to start. I don't know if they'll finish, but they're going to start. There might be an interruption. Soccer's pulled it off. Hockey's pulled it off. The NBA's pulled it off. Golf. I know it's different. Baseball, not so much. But I don't have a right answer here. And I may not have that until the end of this year. But I think the Big 12 is really important to keep an eye on them, because if you have the Big 12 and you have the ACC and you have the SEC, you can have a college football season. And I think it comes down to that. If you have almost 40 teams who are going to be competing, and these are marquee teams as well. I mean, we lose out on the Big Ten. And that really comes down to you lose out on Ohio State. You know, you might say Wisconsin, Michigan State had a down year, Michigan, who knows. But, you know, Pac-12, maybe you get one or two really good teams out of there. But this, you know, you could make an argument. The ACC and SEC, when they're done with their conferences, those two teams who win are going to play for the national championship. But if I have Clemson, Alabama, and LSU, I throw in Oklahoma, I'm fine. I mean, that's pretty much the final four. I'm good with that. I don't have an answer. I don't know what's right and wrong. I know what I thought is possible, not possible, but just trying to figure this out. And what is strange is when somebody says this to me yesterday, in fact, people responded, it's like, you know, they need a commissioner. You know, college football needs a commissioner. I said, they have a president. I mean, we could rename him and just say he's a commissioner, but Mark Emmert has disappeared. I haven't seen anything from him, heard anything from him. Fritzy calls, you got him on speed dial, I think. We're always saying, can we get the president of the NCAA on? He's always unavailable, but we're trying. Because I'm just trying to get answers here, just to understand it. You know, somebody said yesterday, what about fans? Man, let's hold off. Let's just get football players first on the field. And then if you get an opportunity where you can put in 20,000 fans. But I don't know where we are right now with college football. Other than when we had Greg Sankey on. Why is it the SEC commissioner is so readily available? Nobody else was. Is. Because he's playing football this year. ACC, sounds like they're playing football. Source yesterday, I said, where's Notre Dame? Notre Dame is ready to go. That was the comment. Ready to go. And I go, okay, they're already back at school. Ready to go. Source said, if you watch Notre Dame workout practice, you wouldn't think that there was anything wrong, that they're ready to go to play football. And I went, all right. So I don't know if the Big Ten, Pac-12 made the right decision or not. If they made the decision for the health and well-being of the student-athlete, great. How much money was involved in this decision? How many conversations did the presidents have with one another is what I wanted to know. And from what I was told, not many. And that's why you had this vote. You had the presidents voting. And they voted 12-2 in the Big Ten. 12 said no, 2 said yes, Iowa and Nebraska. And then they went, and I was told that I mobilized college football. My source said, you know what, you mobilized college football. You got the players, coaches, and athletic directors on the same page, which never happens. And you got these presidents to reconsider their votes. Didn't change it because my source said they had already made the decision. They were too far down the road in both of those conferences. But your comments when you broke the story on Monday mobilized college football. So for those who've said, oh, yeah, you got what you wanted. There's no college football. I don't want this. I need college football. I'm hopeful that we have college football. I wanted to be wrong with this. But when I got that information from somebody that I trust, I had to share it on Monday morning. I took no glee, no pride in that, other than we do our homework here. And when I tell you something, I've done my homework. But I didn't come away feeling good about that on Monday. In fact, I felt worse. Hated saying that. And then it turned out to be true yesterday when we heard the Pac-10, the Pac-12 and Big Ten. We're going to shut things down. All right, McLovin, you got a poll question for me. By the way, phone number is 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to Chat Row, those watching on youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, and our great radio affiliates around the country. All right, McLovin.
I do have a poll. Can I share some research I've done trying to rival my Ethan? I pulled a little Ethan.
Wait, you did research?
Yes, I did research.
Okay.
You mentioned the impact on the Final Four. There have been 6 years of Final Four in college football. There's only been three teams outside of the Big 12, ACC, and SEC. And that was in 2015, Oregon, 16, Michigan State, and 17, Washington. And only one of those teams won a game, Oregon in 14, 15. And then they got beat in the title game. So it's all the Final Four is always ACC, SEC, Big 12.
Well, you're throwing Notre Dame in there, but yes. Notre Dame wasn't in the ACC.
I counted Notre Dame as in.
Okay.
So you're right. Like it really, you could have the same Final Four.
All four of the 2019 playoff teams are still planning on playing in 2020. Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Notre Dame. All four of the 2018 playoff teams still plan on playing in 2020. Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Georgia.
So does this mean, I'm sorry, will there be a Final Four if those three teams, there will be, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's still scheduled. I can try to find that out, but I don't have any information. You know, we're just trying. Call Mark Emmett, the president of the NCAA. Maybe he could join us.
Just sent him another note.
I'm sure you did. He's unavailable.
But today, Todd has the poll question.
Is Mark Emmert unavailable the rest of his life?
It's quite possible.
Because if that's true, then we won't call anymore.
Well, maybe after he retires and he feels more comfortable addressing these issues. But right now, unavailable.
We'll track him down and be like 90 years old. Hey, Mark, could you come on?
Unavailable. Isn't that the 10 to 2 spot on FS2? Unavailable.
Is that the show that follows Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp?
I think so.
Unavailable.
I still love what Paulie says. What do you mean he's out of the country? There's no phones. There's no technology outside the United States.
Paulie won't take. He will not take. No,
I respect that. That's the right attitude.
He will not take unavailable as an answer. Paulie.
Not in 2020, I won't.
Nope.
You know, I've sent back notes before. I'm like, Dan can tape the interview anytime, 24 hours a day. He's at the ready when your guy can call.
He can't do it. Is he injured? Did something happen to him?
We came in at 5 o'clock a couple of days ago to tape Colin Morikawa. That was the only time he was available. It was 5 in the afternoon. I said, we'll do it. Get the big German fired up.
Yep.
And I said, let's go. Yeah, Paul.
I've been calling Mark Emmert Kaiser Soze for years. He's all powerful. You never see him. You don't know what he does exactly. No one's known anyone who's seen him or talked to him.
All right, let's take a break. I got Rick Neuheisel who's going to join us.
I was going to give you my poll thought for a second there.
Why about we take a break?
Off.
And why didn't you raise your hand?
I should have.
What happened to you?
I don't know. Should I tease what the poll might be about?
You know what's going to happen?
This is a colossal mistake.
Yes, it is.
This is a huge mistake.
Okay, all right.
I can't do this all morning. Like, oh, we're going to get the whole thing.
Are you overcompensating?
The flirty poll question with Todd. I can't do this morning.
Are you overcompensating for last night's loss?
Probably. I sent you a bunch of Damian Lillard stats. I'm just trying to put my hands in all kinds of stuff. Poll question.
Damian Lillard went off for 61 against the Mavs. Todd sends me a full page of notes here. I go, what are you doing?
More stats than you could even get to in like one show.
You know what I always tell you, Todd? Do less. You're really good at
you
that.
You have told me.
Yes, I am. All right. We'll take a break. Todd has an unbelievable poll question.
Wow, I don't know about that, but it's pretty good.
No, you're the one selling it. Take a break here. 21 after the hour. Your phone calls will be welcome as well. Kirk Herbstreit will join us. Joe Montana a little bit later on. 22 after
I have a poll question for you. Would you rather eternally lose the sports Emmy or listen to Todd's poll question today?
Oh. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Boy, wouldn't you like to be doing this for a living? Sitting around with four other losers just laughing and giggling? Yeah, you can.
You can do this too.
Yeah, go to the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University. An accelerated bachelor's degree designed to teach you all the aspects of sportscasting from being in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, and your reaction when you lose a sports Emmy. What I love about Full Sail? Well, there's many things that I love about Full Sail. Their approach to education, they combine hands-on learning, immersive projects. The faculty is second to none in the country. Real-world experience prepping you for life and what it's like in the industry. Even life in this pandemic in a bubble. And how are you able to, you know, make tapes? How are you able to do a podcast, a radio show? At Full Sail, you can earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. Choose to earn your degree online or on Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. That's fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This award-nominated program brought to you by Raycon. Raycon wireless earbuds, the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Patrick. That's buyraycon.com/Patrick. Ethan, who does our stats, he just sent me some information. He says that I am Marv Levy, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Seton is Jim Kelly. Paulie is Thurman Thomas. McLovin is Andre Reed. And Fritzy is Scott Norwood.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome to an 0 for 4. I'd be proud if we go 0 for 4 in the Sports Emmys next year. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, I totally screwed up my stat hardcore. People are calling for Ethan to just take over. Ohio State's been in the Final Four every year, and I didn't count them as not being part of the major conferences. But that doesn't count.
This is why we don't win Sports Emmys.
But the truth is, like, Ohio State, yeah, they're in the Big Ten, but they kind of, like, I assume that someone's going to suck them in so they can be in the Final Four.
Yes, Paulie.
I like the Angels kind of standing by it. I respect it. Like,
That's like something Todd would do. All right, I'm going to get to Neuheisel here, but Fritzy, you've been building up this unbelievable poll question. Let me hear it.
Which I think is appropriate for our guest, because I'd like Coach Neuheisel.
Just ask the question.
Okay, SEC, ACC, Big 12 still pushing for fall football is admirable, reckless.
Okay, so that's the poll question. SEC, ACC, Big 12 still pushing for fall football is admirable, reckless. That's the poll question. Let's start there with Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports College football analyst and a man who always makes me smarter every time I talk to him about football. Rick, how are you this morning?
BP, I'm well, and I want to congratulate you on that great showing last night at the Sports Emmys.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
For those of us who were not even nominated, we're just thrilled that you had that kind of evening.
All right, so SEC, ACC, Big 12 still trying to play football is admirable or reckless?
You know, that's to each his own. For me, it's admirable because I still haven't seen any statistic that tells me a college football player is any safer not playing football. I mean, there's the thing that strikes me as I look at what the Pac-12 and Big Ten did yesterday is that many of these campuses are inviting students back. They're going to be in on-campus housing. How are you protecting them from COVID-19 any more than you can be protecting your football team, given all the protocols and all the testing numbers that seem so positive? Jim Harbaugh gave out a list of his numbers. We had Lance Leipold on, the head coach at Buffalo. Of course, the MAC has decided not to play. He said 662 tests, 3 positives. I mean, those numbers seem reasonable, but it's all your risk tolerance. And so I'm with the kids that want to play. I'm with the coaches that want to coach. I'm with the schools that think that they can do this as safely as the NBA is going forward, as safely as National Hockey League's going forward. I think it can be done.
What do you think the collateral damage is going to be to the Big Ten and Pac-12?
Well, as a Pac-12 apologist, I feel very fortunate that the Big Ten's with them. I had fear that it was going to be the Pac-12 alone, and that would have been absolutely devastating for their brand long term. The fact that the Big Ten has chosen not to play football in the fall is helpful to the Pac-12 because it gives them some cover. But I think what both those conferences have to do is tell us what happened in the 5 days since or 6 days since the Big Ten released a schedule. What new medical information do they have? Because if it is, in fact, new medical information, the rest of these conferences deserve to have it as well.
And that's what I wanted to know. If I got the doctors from the ACC and SEC to get together with the doctors, medical community, with the Big Ten and Pac-12, I would just love to have that information disseminated. Just so,
100%.
Like, I want to know. We need to know this information because you got – if I'm sending my kids back to an ACC and SEC school – or I'm sending him to a Pac-12 or Big Ten school, feels like there's a different feel in those communities here. And I'd love for those doctors to kind of cross-pollinate here with information.
Absolutely. It's like watching news today in our country. Depending on what channel you turn on, you're going to get a flavor of news. And now we're getting flavors of medical information. And I think that's ridiculous. This is too important to not know everything there is to know. But it is concerning when you have doctors that are saying this is doable, this is achievable, and there's no reason not to proceed. And then you have two conferences yesterday stand up in front of us and say it's just not safe. It makes us all wonder what happened, especially when you go through the process of creating a schedule with all sorts of flexibility built in for what was going to be perceived spikes in COVID cases so that you could move games and such. And now all of a sudden you're deciding elsewhere. You wonder if they're the conspiracy theorist in all of us wonders if there's something else afoot.
I wonder if Jim Delaney was still the Big Ten commissioner if this would have happened, Rick.
Interesting question. And what also is interesting about the Big Ten as opposed to the Pac-12 is all the disconnect, right? Over the weekend, all these coaches coming out and speaking, they want to save their programs. Ryan Day, Scott Frost, James Franklin, Jim Harbaugh, those are power programs. And those guys, and even today, Nebraska looking for another place to play. That is as disharmonious as you can imagine in the early portions of Kevin Warren's tenure there.
We're talking to Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports college football analyst, and, of course, former college coach. If you were back at UCLA or Colorado or Washington, like, what would you be doing? What would you be saying?
You'd be trying to hang on to players because you have to wonder if your Penei Sewell, the star offensive tackle for Oregon, if he's not getting a bunch of phone calls right now. I mean, there's no way that the NCAA is going to stop anybody from transferring if this was going to be, in fact, their last year in college. There's no place to play here at in Eugene. Can I go to Alabama?
Could Justin Fields go back to Georgia?
I think absolutely. And I if I'm Nick Saban, I'm on the phone to Justin Fields. Absolutely, I'm on the phone to Justin Fields. And Justin, you want to? I know you've got one more year. You're thinking about a glorious NFL career after that. We got a place where you can polish your skill set and get ready for that next challenge. But if I'm a coach, I'm having that conversation with my players and trying to keep as bright side a scenario as I can so that I can sustain my program.
Is it legal for Nick Saban to reach out to Justin Fields at Ohio State?
Well, legal is a term of art. He won't do it directly.
Okay.
There is a third party, right? Okay. The coconut telegraph, if you will.
How would you do it? How would you do it?
You'd go to the high school coaches. It's always go through the high school coaches and in the world, it's 6 degrees of separation. In coaching, it's two. So it doesn't take long.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure this out. And then spring football, which I don't know how likely that is because I can't ask these kids. Let's say you're a sophomore now and you're going to play in the spring and then you're going to play in the fall. I would just skip the spring and play in the fall if I thought I was going into the NFL, Rick. The likelihood of the Big Ten or Pac-12 playing spring football is what?
I think less than 50%. I mean, I think we might have kind of a glorified spring game, something to, you know, a one-off type of game where you get a scrimmage, you know, where two big programs play. And I think there are a lot of people that have been looking forward to that over the years. But you just canceled seasons on the basis of health, safety, and wellness. And I guarantee you, we can go back and look at the data and talk about how many games can you play? How many collisions can you take? I mean, it wasn't so long ago concussion was on everybody's tip of their tongue and the CTE. And the first, the C stands for chronic, too many hits. You're already talking, these aren't NFL players because the NFL is getting ready to go, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know the likelihood of it.
Where is the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, in all of this?
Well, I heard you talking about Mr. Emmert, and I want you to know he's an economist, okay? Which means he has an economy of words. Like, this is disheartening. Thanks, Commissioner. This is distressing. Thanks, Commissioner. He's powerless in the world of college football. The power lies in the hands of these commissioners. He doesn't have, now, if this were college basketball, we'd be hearing more from him. Because they run the tournament. But in this particular case, especially with all these student activist groups out there, he's going to remain on the sideline in this deal.
Good to talk to you. Hope you're well.
I am well. And again, congratulations on that Emmy, man.
Thank you. Awesome. No, yeah. We lost.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. I got the wrong memo.
Yeah, we kind of performed the way you did when you were at Colorado and UCLA. And
went, see how you are.
Wow.
See how you are.
Wow.
Go ahead and rub it in.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, boys. Take care.
That's Rick Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. How about that? If you're Nick Saban, you might want to reach out to Justin Fields. And the NCAA, how could they say, well, you can't transfer? Your school's not playing football. And this, Justin Fields is considered maybe the most talented quarterback Ohio State has ever had. From people I know in Columbus. They think that this is something that they have not had before. And they just came away from Haskins 2 years ago where he threw 50 touchdown passes. But Justin Fields is a special, special quarterback there. But if you can transfer, he could go back to Georgia. I don't know. I'm sure they'd take him. You'd certainly take him so Alabama didn't get him. That's for sure. But, yeah, it's interesting. And I'm going to have this opinion the whole day. So if you want to beat me up over it, I don't know what is the right decision. I applaud the SEC, ACC, Big 12 for still trying to do this. I didn't understand the whole timing of the Big Ten was really puzzling for me. 7 days ago, I had the schedule. What happened? Were you waiting for something? Did something not deliver? Did you get something and you didn't like what you saw? Was this the Mid-American Conference? Because if you're in the Midwest and all of those schools are saying they're not going to play and you're in the Midwest and then you're going to play, I don't know what the logic was with this. Maybe it came down to just safety. And if that's, you know, where they made their decision or it was based on that, then okay. I can't argue with that. But I can make an argument. I think you're safer on campus. A lot of these, you know, student athletes, when they go home, are not going to have testing available. And they're going to be staying on campus. And they're going to be working out. But they're not going to be playing football. Your phone call is coming up. Play of the day as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you're the NBA, do you suspend the Greek Freak? Now, you can look at this, and we often do. If this is Draymond Green, Draymond Green gets suspended. if J.R. Smith does this, if Patrick Beverley does this. But Giannis, that's not his style. We normally don't see him react that way, act that way. And that's why when you're watching it, is it egregious when I watched it? No. But it's, you know, it's, there's more there than there needs to be. Let's put it that way. If he would have used his arm and just pushed him away, he could have accomplished the same thing. But when you're going to... Now, let's say Mo Wagner started bleeding. Let's say he needed stitches. Then it feels like, well, you got to suspend him. So we look at the end result. Oh, well, he wasn't bleeding. You know, he probably didn't have a headache. Probably didn't leave a mark. No, you can't suspend the Greek Freak. But if Mo Wagner is bleeding, then all of a sudden you're going, oh, you got to sit him down. I think he's going to get a hall pass with this. I do. Play of the day is brought to you by LegalZoom. Need to make it legal? Make it LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom's not a law firm. That's a good thing. You don't have to leave your home. They don't charge you by the hour. Visit LegalZoom.com for more information today. Phone calls coming up. By the way, just saw this from Brett McMurphy, who covers college football. Big 12 will have a noon Eastern news conference where their commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, will provide an update on the 2020 fall sports season. Yeah, this is, and I gave you the quote from my source from a Big 12 coach saying that this is going to separate them. Now, this elevates the Big 12 over the Big 10, according to one coach, because now we're playing football. I don't know what the decision's going to be. I can only tell you from what I learned on Monday, Oklahoma and Texas were leading the charge, and not everybody else was falling in line. They were on the fence. That was the quote that I got. That's the quote that you're seeing from some other outlets here subsequently. Yes, Todd?
If the Big 12 was to pull the plug on the fall season, now that's three of the five, how does that affect, if at all, what the SEC and ACC are going to do?
I don't know if it does, but we'll talk to Kirk Herbstreit. He'll join us coming up next hour. Chris in Los Angeles leads us off. Hi, Chris. What do you have for me today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Couple of things, a health comment and a legal comment.
Okay.
First of all, I think... from a health standpoint, I find it, I'm a college football fan, period. But I find it kind of ridiculous that there's this uproar because if you remember, we had the NCAA basketball tournament canceled. We've had the Wimbledon canceled. We've had the Olympics postponed. I mean, we're going through a pandemic. So we had all these incredible historic sporting events canceled. Now, all of a sudden, when college football decides it can't go forward, there's this outrage. You know, you had high school kids who weren't able to go to their graduation, their proms, graduate from college in June. Families weren't able to see their first family member graduate from college. So what makes college football players immune from what we're all dealing with, which is a once-in-a-lifetime situation? It's horrible, but that's the reality of it. And from a legal standpoint, as a lawyer, this is going to be interesting to me because I'm not surprised that the other leagues followed because the first few questions at a deposition when one of these kids is sick or unfortunately dies is going to be to the president. You were aware that the other leagues canceled their schedule because of the pandemic, correct? Of course. And so what was your reason for going forward? That's a heck of a question to try to answer. We went forward because it's college football, because the money? I mean, what's your answer to that? So I will not be shocked if the other leagues end up canceling as well. Maybe not the SEC because of how ingrained it is, but that, from a legal standpoint, I understand why the presidents did what they did. And I hope it was also because of the health aspect.
Yeah, I do too. And those are all great points that you bring up, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. But you're mentioning all the sports that were canceled. That's back in April and May. Football had time. And football does have some pretty good safety guidelines here. The NFL is going to play this year. But they've had time to implement these safety precautions and the testing that's available and monitoring these athletes. They're going to bubble these NFL teams when they're in their home city. They'll be probably bubbled in a hotel. They're going to do their best to make this happen. But I don't know what the Big 12 is going to do. But it does feel like the ACC and the SEC are going to go down swinging. I applaud them that they're trying. I just want to know what their medical community is saying and how is that different from the Pac-12 and the Big Ten? And why can't I get those reports together? Why we should be trying to understand this as a society. Like, what are they doing that makes them more susceptible, less susceptible? You know, the testing procedures here, the results when they come back. Like, what are you finding out? I don't want it to be. And I've said this for quite some time. We think it's the Power Five conferences. It's every conference for himself. Let's not kid anybody. You know, with the Pac-12 and Big Ten, I don't know if Greg Sankey and the SEC went, oh boy. They probably would have loved to have still had the Big Ten in there, but, you know, money is the great divider here. And you had these smaller schools that just didn't have the money to be able to test, and it wasn't worth it because they don't bring in $50 million from their football program. Let me see. Nick in Los Angeles will try to sneak you in for the top of the hour. Hi, Nick.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just had a counter to what Neuheisel was saying, that, you know, if the kids can go to school, then why can't they play football? It's all the same. But when you go to your political science class, you're not breathing heavily in your classmate's face from 4 inches away for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's apples to oranges. You can't compare the two. You know, these guys are going through a walkthrough or maybe having, you know, film study. Okay, fine. But when you're on the field, especially when you get into real games, especially linemen, or when guys are jumping on a fumble pile or four guys wrap up a running back, that's not the same as going to class.
Thank you for the phone call, Nick. We'll keep the topic going with Kirk Herbstreit. Won his sports Emmy last night. We'll talk to Herbie in about 20 minutes from now. More phone calls as well, and Joe Montana will join us in the final hour of the show. Seton, Pauly, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly, the losers. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.